This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, not a single mistake. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on Iron Bank News Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And look, the title, Not a Single Mistake, this is actually a description that was given of one of the martyrs from Lahore Defence, by name of Shaban Ali Afife, that he did not make even a single mistake. And this goes to the time when he was basically during in the time of courtship, when marriage was being considered for him, when he was being proposed as a marriage candidate to his future wife. And so obviously the future wife with her family, they were trying to find out about what he was really like. And they asked, for example, of a very good man, or what is he like? And this very good man said of Afife, he is a very good man. And more than that, they also said of him, I haven't seen him making a single mistake. And apparently, no one had ever said anything bad about him. So no one had ever said anything of him that was sort of not praiseworthy. And, you know, when we think of this sort of description, I mean, it's actually quite unusual. Because most of us in our lives, you know, probably if people were asked to describe us or talk about us, they might say that, you know, they're a good person, but they might be aware, you know, for sure most of us have had some sort of misstep or made some mistake in our lives, or just had a sort of an error of judgment even. But, you know, there's two aspects to this maybe, because maybe also, you know, when people are inquiring about the suitability of a candidate for marriage, of course, you know, we're not really going to be mentioning, even if we've perceived some small flaws in this friend who's being they're inquiring about. We're not going to list a friend's flaws, are we? Welcome back to A to Z here on Iron Bank News Radio with me, Sister Zainab. So I'm talking about how some characters, some beautiful personalities are being, this is our martyrs in particular, are described as having made not a single mistake, just being totally praiseworthy. And obviously I'm mentioning how, especially in the context of, let's say, people being a suitable candidate for marriage, that, you know, for example, if someone comes to me and asks me about suitability of marriage for maybe someone I know, a good friend, I'm not going to say to them, this and this particular occasion, but they have made a few small mistakes. I won't say that, will I? We're thinking about the all-round picture. And as we're all human beings, and yes, most of us, some of us, many of us, I don't know, are not at the level of maybe having the pure-heartedness and that amazing akhlaq the martyrs have, are not yet. Inshallah, many or most of us are really striving on that path. But, you know, it's normal. We all make mistakes. And so obviously we have to be merciful and we have to forgive. And also there's the onus on us to not mention particular things. We're not meant to expose the flaws of other people. I mean, obviously, if this is in a marriage situation, and if we're aware that a person has a substantial flaw that would sort of that would make them not suitable to be a candidate for marriage, then, yeah, we don't have to say what the flaw is, but we could just say, no, for example, that's not a suitable candidate, or I wouldn't advise, or however we can even phrase it. But of course, we have to be very careful not to expose the flaws of our fellow believers. But yeah, I wanted to say something about the fact that people don't make a single mistake. I immediately had to sort of think of, you know, the way we would talk about our prophets, all our prophets, our holy prophet, our iman, all our imams, being infallible. So when we're thinking about the martyrs, Yeah, obviously our martyrs are not at that level, but they really are very special role models. And obviously this is why in these episodes we're talking about the martyrs so much and we're learning from them. And just the way Shahid Qasem Soleimani is described as a school of learning. Indeed, we can look at all our martyrs as schools of learning to learn, especially the beautiful akhlaq. So that was just a reminder of why I talk about our shuhada the whole time. And that was it for today, and look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on I'm Being Shreya, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.